This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor says all nations have a stake in stopping attacks by Houthi rebels that have significantly disrupted shipping in the Red Sea. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Jake Sullivan says it's not just an American problem.
This needs to be an all-hands-on-deck effort.
Saying at the World Economic Forum, the U.S., its allies, and those with influence on Iran and other Middle East countries must send a clear signal.
That the entire world rejects wholesale the idea that a group like the Houthis can basically hijack the world as they are doing.
The U.S. launched a new strike on the rebels today, the third in recent days.
Knocking out four ballistic that we believe were prepped and ready to be launched.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is not looking for a new war, but will keep protecting Red Sea mariners. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration welcomed an announcement by Guterres that it had reached an agreement to deliver medicine to hostages held in Gaza by Hamas.
The deal for the medicine marks the first agreement between the warring sides since a week-long ceasefire collapsed in late November. In a news conference in Raleigh, North Carolina, televised by WTVD, families of hostages called for the immediate release of Jewish and American hostages. Anat Sultan Dadon with the Israeli consulate says the world needs to work together to bring them home.
And the call to bring them home now should be heard everywhere, not just in Israel, but by anyone and everyone around the world who values life and freedom.
Qatar announced Tuesday that additional quantities of humanitarian aid would be delivered to Palestinians in Gaza as part of the deal. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Iran has launched attacks in Pakistan targeting what it described as bases for a Sunni militant group, potentially further raising tensions in the Middle East, already roiled by Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Pakistan says the strikes Tuesday killed two children and wounded three others in an assault it described as unprovoked violation of its airspace. Ukraine's President Tuesday urged leaders gathering at the annual World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, to give more military aid to its country or risk Russia attacking other nations. As Henry Ridwell reports for VOA, Kyiv fears the war is slipping off the top of the global agenda.
With much attention focused on conflict in the Middle East, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used the Davos stage Tuesday to remind the world what is at stake in his country's war against Russian invaders amid fears of Western fatigue. Moscow did not immediately respond to Zelensky's comments. As Russia invests heavily in rearming its forces, Kyiv says it urgently needs new weapons. At a bilateral meeting with Zelensky in Davos Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said his country's support was enduring. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The United States, South Korea, and Japan conducted combined naval exercises involving an American aircraft carrier in their latest show of strength against nuclear-armed North Korea. South Korea's military said Wednesday as three countries' senior diplomats were to meet in Seoul to discuss the deepening standoff with Pyongyang. Training in waters off South Korea's island came as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continues a provocative run in weapons tests and threats. British energy giant Shell has said it will sell its problematic onshore operations in Nigeria. Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
Shell has agreed to sell its onshore oil and gas business in Nigeria for up to $2.4 billion. Shell has been active in the West African country since the 1930s, but it has for years struggled with hundreds of oil spills at its onshore operations. Nemo Bassi, executive director of Nigerian advocacy group Health of Mother Earth Foundation, said that Shell must own up to its responsibility. That, he said, means full payment for the remediation and restoration of the polluted areas, as well as reparations to the host communities.
Much of the United States continues to freeze, as much of the worst of the world is feeling unusually warm weather. However strange as it sounds, scientists say that the contradiction fits snugly in explanations of what climate change is actually doing to the Earth. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.